I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 919. Wrong turns start wars. Oh, if we could only see how little, tiny, small, seemingly insignificant decisions have shaped us and even shaped the course of history around us. I often say, everything matters. There are no unimportant conversations or choices. They all make us who we are and influence the lives of others around us. Sometimes we think, this doesn't matter. It won't change anything. And yet stories like the one today might convince us just how wrong that line of thinking can be. Today, let me give you a slice of history, true history. One wrong turn that ended up killing 11 million soldiers and 7 million civilians. What am I talking about? Well, stay tuned. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we have been loved. And that means paying attention to the choices we make, even the small ones. Jennifer Nielsen writes some historical fiction. I really enjoy her work. One book I recently finished was about World War I, which was supposed to be the war to end all wars, which of course it wasn't. But did you know it started because of a wrong turn? She explains it like this. Imagine this. Your job is to drive one of the most powerful men in the world through a hostile city. He keeps insisting on keeping the top down on the car so he can wave at people, hoping this will calm tensions. This decision only makes you more tense. So you are already on high alert when you see the grenade coming at the car. You react in time to save your passenger, but he insists you continue on with the plan. Now, you would prefer that he ask for an enclosed car or for a military escort. You could have suggested that he cancel the rest of the trip and return to the train station. You would have wanted him to do nearly anything but to continue on. And in fact, he does change plans. He wants to visit the hospital to see those who were injured in that grenade attack. He told his wife about the change, and the mayor, and the officials with him. He told everyone but you. So, when it's discovered that you're on the wrong road, there's no problem, just a simple turnaround, right? Except the place you choose to turn around puts you directly in front of one of the assassins, a Serbian man named Gavrilo Princip. He sees his opportunity and takes it, killing the Archduke and his wife before you even realize what's happening. 1 month later, World War I begins. History won't record that it started because a driver made a wrong turn on the road. Wow! Did you know the backstory that began the loss of 17 million lives? On a much smaller scale, of course, there are small decisions that have been made by your parents, your grandparents, that have changed your life in ways in which you had no say. Their date, their dance, their drink, their divorce, their house, their job, their class, their habit begun, and so many, 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 many more. Yes, the sins of the fathers and mothers can visit the third and fourth generation, but so can the blessings if a life is lived well. Today, this very day, you and I will make what looks like small choices with the words that we say, the money we spend, the things we view on our screens, the thoughts we think, but they can have huge impact on our lives and the lives of others. Here's the great question. Can you think of a small decision that someone else made that greatly changed your life for good or ill? Let's pray this prayer from hope1030.com. Dear God, help us to be very attentive to the little things in life. Help us to just be careful not to despise them or to view them all as hassles. But like Jesus, to be ready for those interruptions, ready for those additions, ready for those changes, those little things that are on the way to big goals that we have. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 920. In the meantime, we should not despise the day of small beginnings, as Scripture says, because the power of God can still render the feeblest instruments productive and of greatest results in His hands. John Piper said, "For all His bigness, our God has a remarkable love for the small." Today, treat the free will that God has given you to make your choices. Treat it with thanksgiving and with responsibility, because wrong turns starts wars.